Diplomats say that all parties have agreed to a proposal that would resolve a bitter land dispute in Zimbabwe, a dispute that threatened to destabilize much of southern Africa. The Zimbabwean government has encouraged veterans of the 1970s war against white minority rule to seize white-owned farms. The takeovers have caused racial tensions to flare and have strained Zimbabwe's relations with its former colonial ruler, Britain. Now, ministers from those two countries, as well as other Commonwealth states meeting in Nigeria, say they've reached an agreement aimed at resolving the crisis. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
The host nation, Nigeria, set the mood for the Commonwealth talks with a blunt message to Zimbabwe, addressing ministerial delegations from Britain, Zimbabwe, and four other Commonwealth countries. Nigerian Foreign Minister Sule Lamido warned that the situation in the country was deteriorating daily. He added that Zimbabwe is now threatening Africa with the possibility of a racial war. A year and a half of government-sponsored land seizures of white-owned farms has led to violence and the virtual collapse of Zimbabwe's economy. It's also isolated the southern African country internationally, with the U.S., Europe, and even the Commonwealth calling for sanctions against the government of President Robert Mugabe. Up until recently, African nations have been more restrained in their criticism. But last month, an organization of southern African states warned their neighbor they were concerned Zimbabwe's instability could spill out into the region. Just hours before the Abuja talks, Zimbabwe reacted to the mounting international pressure. On Wednesday, Mugabe's government announced that it had reached a settlement with a union of mostly white Zimbabwean farmers. The government says it will buy thousands of acres of farmland from the Commercial Farmers Union instead of just forcibly taking it. But the government called on London to help foot the bill. Britain has long agreed that land redistribution is necessary in Zimbabwe. White Zimbabweans make up less than 1% of the country's population, and yet white farmers own 95% of Zimbabwe's fertile farmland. But in a recent interview with the BBC, the head of the British delegation, Foreign Secretary Jack Straw, said the land reforms had to be conducted without violence and in accordance with the law. One of the great hopes in these negotiations is Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo. The blustery former army general is well respected by Mugabe, and Obasanjo made two personal appearances at the negotiations today. Commonwealth delegates say they remain confident a resolution of the dispute is in the works. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Abuja.